right, friends, here's the deal. We want a powerful legacy to come up after us. We want our children and their children and their children to live a life of power, peace, abundance, and redemption. But how do we cultivate that legacy? How do we steward that legacy from a place of brokenness when we have a heck of a lot of ashes that come with our story? I know you because I know me. Maybe you're trying to work through childhood trauma that has crippled you as a mom. Maybe you're trying to cultivate a powerful legacy while processing bad news. Maybe you're starting over and trying to heal and build your life back up from a divorce. Maybe, if you're anything like me, you have a little bit of a sprinkle of everything. I'm here to tell you that you're not alone. And just like Jesus told that little girl in Mark 5:41, little girl, I say to you, get up. I believe he is telling you and me the very same thing. Daughter, it is time for you to get up and be revived. You may be down, but you're not out. There is so much more for you and your family. And just like the righteous get up again and again and again, we will keep getting up until we are living from glory to glory, until we are truly a revived mom. I'm Heather Lee, and this is Revived Motherhood. So go grab your coffee and let's have a sesh. Hi everyone, welcome to Revived Motherhood. I'm so glad you're here. Today we are doing a Q&A that I've been trying to get in the works for a while now, but it's just been crazy. But I have so many questions that I've just gotten over the last few months, and today I'm answering them. So go grab yourself some coffee. I unfortunately, well, my body is thinking me, but I'm just like, I'm drinking water because I'm recovering from a cold. So water is kind of like what I should be drinking all the time, and I'm trying to get better at it. But if you're drinking coffee, hey, it's awesome. Or whatever you're drinking. So let's get on with the questions. So the first question is, how are you, truly? And whoever asked me this, I just want to give you a hug and maybe cry. Because it just felt like, it felt so genuine, and it just meant a lot to me. It means a lot to me when people just genuinely want to know how I'm doing. Because I'm one of those people that can easily put on a front and put on a mask and be like, I'm great, when I'm really not. And the people who really know me know when I'm not okay. And personally, that's a toxic trait of mine, and I'm trying to be more intentional with being in tune with my feelings and my emotions. So speaking of which, so I am doing better. I'm finally at a place in my life where I can focus on myself a little bit. I'm getting to a point to where I am trying to work on myself. I'm starting counseling, therapy. I'm looking for a good therapist because I was just thinking that it's time. And my cute neighbor has definitely been pushing for it, because he was like, you know, you have never worked on yourself. And he was like, and he's not speaking to it from a place of like, you know, you're a basket case or anything. It's more so just like, he's like, I want to see you get healed, get fully healed from all the trauma and all the past and all the craziness that you've been through in the last, you know, 32 years of your life. And I love him so much for it, because he is really not the only person, but he is one of the only people in my life that's really close to me that has very much been like, you need therapy, like go get some therapy. And that just has really focused on me getting the healing and the wholeness that I need. So I've been looking for a good therapist, not just for me, but for my family as well. But yeah, I'm doing good. I still feel like I'm in the very beginning of trying to get my life together and trusting God. And it's been an adventure and exciting and scary at the same time. So That is how I'm doing. The next question is, do you ever have negative thoughts? And when you do, what do you do with them? This is probably one of the most favorite questions I have ever gotten because it invites me to be vulnerable. And also, I feel like a lot of people, especially, they assume that because I talk so positively and my ministry is all about taking our thoughts captive and choosing to live a revived motherhood, that I automatically don't think negative thoughts. That is negative. Because that is something that I do struggle with. I struggle with negative thoughts all the time. In fact, just the other day, like I had to pull myself out of a very toxic and negative thought process of just feeling just so lonely and so alone. Because it's so hard being a single mom to like five girls, whether or not I'm in a relationship, it's really hard. It's really hard. And you know, some nights just feels more lonely than others. Though I know the Lord is with me, the emotion is still there. And it was very easy for me to allow my mindset to go to a dark place, and it did go to a dark place where it was just very feeling like I had nobody. Even though I was surrounded by people that love me, I felt like I had no one. And it was funny because today I'm sitting here and I feel even more empowered. I feel even more stronger than I was that night because I pulled myself out of that mindset. I chose to renew my mind. I went back to the Lord and I laid that toxic thought at the feet of Jesus. And I was like, this is not true. And I know that you have truth for me. And it's funny, when not funny, but like incredible that whenever I do that, I come back stronger. And I want to encourage whoever is dealing with toxic thoughts or just negative thoughts. I want to encourage you to renew your mind, to recognize and learn to recognize what's true and what's not true. What is a feeling and what is truth? And that is something that I'm learning to recognize. And what is a feeling that's not true, I lay it at the feet of Jesus and I embrace truth. And the truth is, I am not alone. I am not alone. Even if there was nobody else beside me, there was no cute neighbor, no five incredible daughters, like no amazing friends. I have the Lord, and He's enough. He's more than enough. And He is everything that I need. And yeah, so I just want to encourage whoever is dealing with the toxic thoughts that they would know that there is truth, to embrace the truth, and that is found in the Lord. So I like to think of the verse where it talks about, I think it's in Proverbs, where it says, the wise man falls and gets back up seven times. And what he's talking about, or like when the wise man falls, he gets back up. And that's what I want to encourage you to do, that when you fall down, when you have that negative thought, that you get back up. You get back up, because when you do, it's going to be so much stronger. So much stronger when that happens, that you're going to be stronger. And that's how I feel. Like I was struggling last weekend, and today I feel like I came back so much stronger. My thought process is even stronger. So yeah, and I hope that answers your question. So I have a little fun little series of questions, okay? Because when I first announced, which if you're not following me on Instagram, I may or may not have announced that there is a very special person in my life right now. Right now, I call him my cute neighbor, and I will probably always call him that for the rest of my life. We have such an adorable story. And I got a lot of questions, so I'm gonna answer some of those today. So a nice little cute neighbor section of my Q&A. So the first question is, and a lot of you guys ask me this, is does he love the Lord? And I'm like, girlfriend, I would not be madly in love with somebody who was not. So, but yeah, oh, he loves the Lord. In fact, the first time, our first conversation, like I could not get him to stop talking about his church and how much he loved his church. And honestly, that is what really that's what really brought my attention towards him. I was like, wow, like I've never seen someone talk about his church the way he talks about his church. Someone who loves his church or go even goes to church without his mama telling him to, you know? But yeah, talking the way he loves about church and the Lord. And yeah, and since then we've just been like growing spiritually together, and it's just been an incredible journey. We became official on Christmas Eve because I wanted to wait. We wanted to wait a little while, and we just felt like Christmas Eve was, it felt right. So he asked me to be his girlfriend on Christmas Eve. And if you follow me on Instagram, you saw actually around Christmas time, I posted a little box. And I was like, my cute neighbor got me this, and I have no idea what it is. And it was a necklace that I'm still wearing around my neck, where he asked me to be his girlfriend. Yeah. And then the next question is, where did you meet and have you met him before? So a lot of you guys know, obviously, he is kind of my neighbor. He lives in my community. And it's funny because I used to walk by his house every single day. And I did not meet him until after my ex-husband left. Like, talk about such an interesting thing. Like, I literally walked by his house every single day. In fact, I admired like the swing that he had in his backyard because it was like under a tree and I just loved it. And I did not meet him until after my ex left. And little did I know that the love of my life was in that house. You know what I'm saying? So it's just so funny how God works. It's just so funny how God works. He kind of like he reserved him for the right season. Yeah. So the next question is, let's see. We're probably gonna stop here a little bit early. I'll answer this one last one, and then we'll have to do a part two later. The last one is, how did it feel going from public school to homeschool? Like, so how did it feel going from public schooling my kids to homeschooling my kids? No. Homeschooling, how to go from homeschooling my kids to public schooling my kids. I'm so sorry. I read that totally wrong. Y'all, I'll be honest, I cried for a week. It was hard. I was telling my friend, like, sending my kids to public school after homeschooling them their entire life is just one big trust exercise with the Lord. And in fact, a lot of people ask me, like, when I started working from home, which I'm still working on that. If I was going to start homeschooling again, and I'm just like, no, because I feel like I'm not in that season anymore. Like, I'll be honest, y'all, I do not think that I'm going back to homeschooling. I thought that I would eventually, but I feel like that season of my life is over, at least for now. That's my season for right now. I feel like I am not in a season of homeschooling, and I feel like there's grace in that. Yeah, like the girls are thriving in school. My daughters, they love their teachers. They're doing great. My Evelyn loves going to school. She loves it. All of my kids love it. My oldest one absolutely loves it. And she's like, I love public school. So you never know. Like, you'll never know. There might be a season where we homeschool, or my goal is to send them to a Christian school eventually. But really, like with everything else in my life, it's just a trust exercise with the Lord. You know, I do my part, and I know that He's going to do His. He's going to take care of them and protect them and watch over them. And yeah, I'm just praying that God will use it to grow them and, you know, speaking life over the situation. that God will use the situation to grow them and to equip them for the calling on their lives. And yeah, it was a hard transition, but it's working out for the good. Just like everything else the Lord does in our lives, He's working everything out for the good for those that love Him and that are called according to His purpose. And this is one of those things. So, yeah. Anyway, I hope that this was such a good conversation with you guys. And I hope that you leave feeling encouraged in this space. And thank you guys so much, everyone who has sent in questions. And if I did not get to your question, it's coming. It's coming. I would love to eventually do a Q&A live on my Instagram. So we'll see. Stay tuned for that. And yeah, I hope you guys are having an amazing Tuesday. Bye.